This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for us to review the top stories, the big topics, the Talk Radio top hits of the week. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Countdown with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find online at talkers.com, where you'll also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You'll find Michael's blog, the podcast of Up Close and Far Out every week. Somebody who is different in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, somebody has significance for whatever the reason. Fascinating insights into what people are all about. And in a sense, Michael, isn't that really what we're about here as we review the stories and the people every week? There are a lot of fascinating people. Maybe we don't get in, though, enough, and that's why you're doing this, enough of the like sort of what would be at number 11 or number 12 if we were to do that on the countdown, the stuff and the people who are just on the edge and make fascinating conversation. The issues make fascinating issues, but we don't have time to get everything in, so you got to boil it down to something.
Yeah, we have to figure out a way to make this program the ultimate information program for everything.
Yes!
Where people
ultimate
turn to
news.
It, and this particular segment, this particular hour, is, you know, everything you need to know to be a human being.
Ultimate life.
We make it easy for you to be stupid.
Yes.
I love all these different presentations of, it's a busy world out there. We know you don't have a lot of time. So we spend days, hours, years, you know, scouring the internet, and we bring you what you need to know. Oh boy,
where does it come from on the internet? That'd be something good to talk about, because one of the issues this week that's made it big time into consideration corners is the Facebook anti-conservative allegation. So let's go through the stories and people.
You got it. Number 10, we have the playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. We have Major League Baseball action at number 9. At number 8, Brazil impeachment and the Summer Olympics coming in Brazil. I have some special insight into that because I have relatives that live in Brazil.
Really?
And I get constant reports from the ground. And, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, Brazil, it's the Southern Hemisphere, South America, who cares? My gosh, what a, it's the sixth largest country in the world. And what a bunch of turmoils going on there right now. Mm-hmm. And with the Olympics coming, they have their hands full in Brazil.
Country's melting. Can't handle it.
Can you imagine and having the Olympics coming?
Yeah, they can't handle it.
Well, and for many reasons, let's devote the next hour to talking about the problems in Brazil.
Okay.
But, you know, in all seriousness, it's a big deal. At number 7, we have the Saudi 9/11 link. Wow. At number 6, the Syria civil war and Russian military buildup. Number 5, the topic that everybody doesn't seem to know exactly how to handle, but it's out there. It's big. The bathroom gender laws spreading. Mm-hmm. It's not just North Carolina. At number 4, Facebook anti-conservative allegations, which you mentioned, and that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
The Iran negotiations controversy at 3, Obamacare funding ruling at 2, and number 1 is, of course, the presidential race, and I think we ain't seen nothing yet. Quickly, the people. Number 10, Stephen Curry. Number 9, the president of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff. They call her Dilma. At number 8, Bashar al-Assad. Vladimir Putin is at 7. Number 6, Ben Rhodes. Number 5, Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Paul Ryan. What a fascinating bunch of stuff he has to juggle. Number 3, Hillary. Number 2, Barack Obama. And number 1, the most famous, popular, and beloved man in the world, Donald Trump.
Oh, I thought it was me.
You are number 11. That's why you brought
you're
up number 11.
10.
That's why you want to talk about number 11. You are the 11th most beloved man in the world.
That's sweet. Thank you, Michael.
Yes.
I'm noticing it. I thought, according to the talkers list of the Hot 100, I'm like 18 or 19. So who are the people in between me who are more lovable than me?
Oh.
Lovable.
How about that? The 100 most lovable hosts. How about
right.
that?
Are there any hosts on that list that are lovable?
No.
For those of you who don't know, you can go to talkers.com, and there's a list of every year. Michael has the let's see, unrewarding task of putting in order the people that you follow on the air, whether it be national or local. It's a fascinating list of people who are in this business. And so if you want to see who's on that list, maybe you recognize some of the names, check it out at talkers.com.
It's called the Heavy 100.
Yes, Heavy 100. Yeah, and then there are other lists that you have every year. Now you're doing that for sports, I think, too.
How to separate sports from it, because sports is a whole universe. So we have the Heavy 100, which is generalist talk, such as what we're doing now.
Yes.
And then there's the Heavy 100 of sports. And if you think that, you know, I take a lot of heat for the Heavy 100. You should see the sports guys.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The sports guys are maniacs.
Really?
I kick that guy's
hate each other. Oh,
really?
They all want to be jocks.
Really?
Oh, the nastiness and the competitiveness between sports talk show hosts is off the charts.
Wow.
At least generalist talk show hosts make believe that they're colleagues.
We make believe we're friends.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do that, by the way, and we'll talk about it in a moment. Michael's having his annual convention at Hofstra University on Long Island a week from today. In fact, as we were doing this on Friday morning, putting together the talk information. So this next weekend will be all about talkers, all about talk. And Hofstra has graciously allowed me and some of the other hosts to do their programs from the studio. This is quite a good school. I don't mind plugging the school.
You're going to have a ball. You're going to be in the best studio you've ever worked in your life.
Yeah, really? That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
But one of the things, people ask me this all the time, how do you get into this? And I'm sure they ask you more than they ask me. How do you get into the world of talk radio? How do you start? How do you build a career?
Wow.
And maybe there are like schools like Hofstra and Emerson, places like that. Maybe that's where you send people. I don't send them to the schools, to the broadcasting schools, frankly. Do you?
Sometimes. Right now, I don't know where to send people because the industry is in flux. Broadcasting schools are like trade schools. You don't have to go for 4 years. You don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you want to learn the basics and have the tools, it's great to go to a good one and get a 3-month course, and then you're done. So that's what you could say about the broadcasting schools. Not everybody is designed or cut out to start a 4-year curriculum at an expensive college.
Yeah, all right, that's a good way of putting it. All right, we have the discussion now surrounding people and stories as we work our way through the list. What's important to us? What's important to you? You can reflect on it, by the way, if you go to, you can send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Michael@Talkers.com with regard to your impressions of what it is that we're carrying away from the discussions from monitoring talk radio stations and hosts stations, programs, hosts, all those things are monitored by the folks who are at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers, at 14 past the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
A former dairy farmer's new book is a funny and sometimes touching look at life on the farm. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Dear County Agent Guy is an appropriate title for Jerry Nelson's new book because it points directly to the time when a South Dakota dairy farmer also became a writer.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you think about it. It all started out with me just kind of noodling away and doing a spoof letter to Mel Closter, my county agent, and that led to a newspaper column and getting published in magazines such as Successful Farming, and now a book.
The cover of Nelson's book includes a testimonial from Garrison Keillor, host of the well-known public radio program, A Prairie Home Companion.
I remember the first time I heard the news from Lake Wobegon, he was talking about all these people that I know. I thought, how does he know these people? And it's just like my small town of Volga. Then it occurred to me, well, maybe they take scripts. So I contacted one of his people, and they said, well, we don't take over the transom scripts, but go ahead and try. We don't care. And so I emailed them something, and lo and behold, it appeared on the radio the next weekend. So that was really cool.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hot hits in talk radio with Michael Harrison, who is the leader of the talk radio industry when it comes to the publication Talkers Magazine and what's at talkers.com. All of the people who are a part of this fascinating business are involved with Michael in one way or another. And just as a little aside, Michael and I attended this week an event in Providence, Rhode Island, which underscored the career of a good friend of ours, who happened to be one of the 6 recipients in the Rhode Island Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame Awards Dinner this year. His name is Holland Cook. You can hear him once in a while on Bohannon's show. He likes to do some of the television work for Big Ed. But he's a very knowledgeable guy when it comes to our format. Been at it for 20, 25 years, and we all just like him. He's once in a while he's on this program doing special features and stuff. I just find him to be a good guy, and it's nice to see people that have done well in any business. I think, Michael, that's the thing. So many people just don't pay attention to the history or heritage. It's all about now, and I'm all about now. But I think we are where we are now because of who was before us.
We're living in a funny time where history is not given its due anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've always been forward thinking, and I'm always thinking about over the horizon and prognosticating and predicting. But I also, you know, have been around a long time and understand the history of not just this business, but the world. I mean, I like history. Mm-hmm. And what I find is as we get older, you have to be careful making historical references in today's society.
Oh, my God, yes. The people I'm on the air with on the Good Day program, I ask them all the time, do you remember this? Or do you remember, or do you know about this or that?
They must make fun of you.
Oh, yeah, you're living in the past, Doug.
I'm not living in the past. Abraham Lincoln was important before my time.
No, but it's little things, too, sometimes that I ask about little cultural things. Television, do you, you know who this person was or that person? And then I just realize how disconnected I am from their reality. Not from reality, but from their reality. Now, if I look back on when you and I were that age, did we know?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we knew more than
that. No, it was different. This is a major, interesting point. When I was a kid, I knew all about the entertainment, the arts, the culture, the history, the presidents that came years before my life. I never would say, that was before my time. I don't know who the Three Stooges were.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't know who the Three Stooges are?
No, but when we were kids, that was before our time.
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin was before our time, but we knew who Charlie Chaplin was.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So what is it about? Is it just like another...
It's a fascinating
generation?
Has to do with the times, and we could talk about it after the break.
Okay, we can do that. That's very good. You're a good radio guy. You realize that we have to pause now, and our continuing coverage or overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yes, are the discussion items that make it on the radio a sign of the times as well? Question with an answer. 21 after the hour here on the Countdown.
Good
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, with a view to the times. You know, I was just thinking as we... No, you don't know what I was thinking because I didn't tell you. So here's what I'm thinking, Michael. If we were to go back 25 years to when Talkers Magazine first got published and look at the way these items were handled, or the, never mind how they were handled, but what was on the list when we first started doing the countdown, the things, I mean, the presidential race would normally be there,
yep,
in that time, but look at the other things that, I mean, would we have talked about bathroom gender laws back in...
No, but we had, we talked about things like the Bobbitts.
Oh, right, Lorena Bobbitt doing
Lorena
the Bobbitt.
Bobbitt.
It was called, it was a new word that was developed, the Bobbittizing of...
Right, right, we had that. We talked about Michael something or other who was caned in Singapore.
Oh, yes, that, remember that, yeah.
We talked, obviously, about the O.J. Simpson trial for years.
Yep.
We were very, very into the first Iraq war, Persian Gulf War number one. That was huge. Matter of fact, I remember the first time I was a go-to guy as the publisher of Talkers, the Wall Street Journal called me and they said, now that the Persian Gulf War is over, what are you guys going to have to talk
about
on Talk Radio? What are you going to have to talk about on Talk Radio?
People are so naive.
Yeah. So, no, there were a lot of interesting offbeat ones. When Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV,
uh-huh,
that was gigantic on the radio. That was in the early 90s. I remember how big that was. The Oklahoma City bombing dominated conversation for months and months.
Yep.
That was like the first 9/11. It was huge. People forget that there was a bombing of the World Trade Center before the bombing of the airplanes hitting the World Trade Center. Do you remember that? The first attack on that.
Yeah.
So there have been basically there's a similar thing to it. The thing that was different in the early days of the modern era of talk radio was it was less partisan and more populist. It was us against them. Them was big anything. Big government, big religion, big business, big media. And now it became a left-right thing. And that has been a market change that happened gradually but consistently over the past quarter century.
Mm-hmm. So things are changing rapidly. Is that part we in our brains are not able to necessarily cope with or wrap ourselves around all the changes? So some people feel more comfortable going back rather than being in the now.
Well, there's a little bit of truth to that, but one of the reasons that millennials and younger people don't have as much of a capacity for history or a taste for it is because they have enough trouble dealing with the frenzy of staying within that bubble of the now. It's like a bubble. Don't know where you're going, don't know where you've been, but gosh, it's complex just dealing with this moment. They have five conversations going on in their head at the same time. They're texting, they're tweeting, they're hearing from people.
I know,
they're totally engaged with minute-to-minute stuff.
Yeah. It's like we got to have everything now.
Right. So that takes away from the ability to contemplate and the ability to strategize and the ability to connect the dots between the past, the present, and the future. Mm-hmm. Because it just doesn't matter how big is your bubble. People who have there are people who are caught in the past, and I don't want any part of them, just right. Like young people don't. That's a pain.
Yep.
But the bubble takes in a lot more space if you're a worldly, higher conscious person.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting? And that isn't something that I'd expect to come from you. I don't know why.
Well, I'm not the brightest guy, but sometimes I get a good fortune cookie.
Yeah, real. Is it Cambodian or Chinese?
I go through hundreds of fortune cookies before I go on the air.
Before you find one. Oh, do you?
Oh, the truth will get out.
Perfect. Michael Harrison on the talk radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
And this is a thoughtful overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Fascinating format, number one around the country. This year, it's a presidential year, so presidential race will probably be number one, I'm guessing, for the rest of the year, certainly through the election. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here, overviewing with his staff what's going on. There are special things that go on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we have this assumption sometimes that all of the News Talk world is right of center. Thus the focus for a moment, Michael, on number four this week, the Facebook anti-conservative allegations that have come from many who are on the right side of the media. Right, I mean, I don't mean right versus wrong. I mean a right in philosophy, who take exception to Mr. Zuckerberg and his staff apparently tweaking stories that have to do with putting right-of-center folks in a positive light. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen, I think they're capable of technology, but I say, why not? If they want to, it's their deal. What's the big... I mean, pointing it out is a good thing. I think that's what the discussion is about, but do you feel that somebody thinks that he should be taken down because of his political point of view?
Well, I deal with that every day. People think that people whose political points of view are unfavorable to them want to shut everybody down.
Right.
That's what they've been wanting to do with Rush Limbaugh since he started.
Shut him down. Hey.
Look at how successful that's been.
Yeah. Shut down Howard Stern. Dirty.
Right. Yeah.
Shut him down.
Right.
I got to tell you, I chose one political position to dominate my career in the media, and that is the First Amendment.
Uh-huh.
I stay out of all that other stuff. Not that I don't think it has a value. Obviously, it does. But it's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm into the First Amendment. So this case is right up my alley. And... No, Facebook has the right to do whatever they want. What
right.
I criticize are all the people who put their blind trust into Facebook.
Well, they have people who say, I get my news from Facebook.
Now, well, they deserve to be biased
this.
Then.
Well, it's foolishness. I mean, why would you just lean? But a lot of people do because
that's what we said before.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
But is it dangerous for people? We were talking a little bit about breadth and width of discussion items and whether people know or ought to know what went on historically in our country and whether you know what's going on in the world really, or you rely on this piece of equipment that you have in your hand, you walk down the street, you walk out in traffic, you're mesmerized, everybody's like becoming zombies. And so Facebook is an important part of all of that. As people, when they want to know what's going on, oh, what's the Facebook say about this? Or what does Facebook have to do? Facebook is basically the rantings or the sharing or the equivocation of people who are interpreting things from their point of view. And after all, isn't that really what news is? Some reporter sees a crash and says, oh, there's a car crash on Route 9. And he tells the story, and yet another reporter is across the street and sees it a different way. So what do you have there?
Okay. How do I respond to that?
I'm asking, begging the question about what really isn't biased. How did the
intent that you go into the conversation, bias and bias, let's just say bias, mm-hmm. has to do with your intention going into the conversation. Your intention. If you go into a presentation with the purpose, with the, you know, the secret agenda of twisting it to a particular slant, then that's bias. Then it's not objective. Mm-hmm. But if you go into it wholeheartedly trying to be objective, at least you've got that licked. It doesn't mean you're going to pull it off. But it has to do with the intent. It has to do with the spirit in which you go into the presentation of your subject. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, here at this point in time, especially in America, and it's spreading throughout the world, we put victory above truth. We've talked about this before, Doug.
Yep.
We want to win more than we want to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but people will say, well, in order for us to win, or no, in order for us to be right, we have to win.
Nah.
Or we are right because we have God on our side because we're right.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What are you talking
about? That means you're stupid.
Well, it means that, in part, I guess.
It means you're stupid. It means you're stupid. It means that you're looking for a quick, easy answer for something that's complex. And not everything is meant to be answered. We have no capacity to live with mystery. We have to have an answer. And if we don't know the answer, we make one up or we find somebody who makes it up with conviction so we can believe. That word believe is very dangerous. Now, people are going to say, oh, this guy is talking against faith. No, faith is a different thing. This thing, I believe. Well, how are you so sure you believe? Why don't you get a little humble and say, you know, there's certain things we don't know, and it's worth spending our time and energy, even for the next 10,000 years, to try to figure it out.
We don't know most things.
And the more we learn, the more we realize we don't know.
Most things.
Yes.
And you put into perspective by the information that came out this week. I heard a fascinating conversation on a talk radio program about Mercury going under the sun, going across the sun.
Yeah, transit of the sun.
Monday or Tuesday of this past week. And how what it meant is the size of Mercury, look at this little dot, the size of the Earth, size of our solar system, size of the sun, size of our galaxy, and what it is that you can't possibly imagine ramifications of what there is out there that we don't know. We don't know most things. That's what you're saying, and that's what's true. We don't know much.
Yeah.
Remember the old Sam Cooke song, don't know much about history, don't know much biology? We don't. And maybe that's the plan. If we knew, like Stephen Hawking is always trying to scare the you-know-what out of us with what he knows. The end of the world is coming.
Well, today, you know, I'm all for science.
Yep.
However, today science has become just another religion.
Yes, and it's disproving itself every day.
It's just
all
another
the time.
Religion.
Yep.
The Big Bang theory, remember, mm-hmm. Big Bang, folks, is a theory. It's just another
theory
about creation.
Yeah. Right. Did the Lord do that in 6 days and rested on the seventh?
Yeah.
Was there a big explosion that
today's science community basically says, we want facts, we will explain everything, just give us one miracle and then we'll tell you the rest.
Right.
And the one miracle. Yeah. Well, just take one miracle. Just give us one miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And the one miracle is what they call the Big Bang Theory.
Hmm. Hard to explain. It is.
Well,
it's hard to understand.
It's inexplicable.
Yeah. So then why do we just go on? And instead of trying to explain that, we wonder what the Kardashians had for dinner last night.
We do both.
Yeah.
We do both. We create our own human culture, our own world, and we buzz around like ants on an anthill.
Sean Penn claims there's no question he had a profound effect on the war on drugs. We might debate that in a moment here on The Countdown. Michael Harrison is the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of the things that people have decided they would like to be heard or seen on this week, in terms of social media comments, is George Zimmerman selling his gun. And we pretty much all heard that 9mm gun that was used to kill Trayvon Martin. He wants to sell it. Margaret writes, "I believe the evidence showed Zimmerman was attacked and was defending himself, but this is just bizarre. My question is, who would want to buy this thing?" Jerry writes, "Turns my stomach to know this piece of crap is still out there." And let's see here. Mulder24 writes, "There's a lot of interest in the weapon. It'll command a fair price." So comments from you, that's all fair game. It's Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Or if you want to send an email along, use the old way of doing it, Doug@DougStephan.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, "Thank you, I didn't know this would really work." Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the pad in MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Time for some social media comments on The Countdown. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. The comments this week, surround a couple of things, including a discussion by millennials of slave reparations. Should there be payments to black people who are alive today that are related to those who suffered under slavery? Michael writes, I'm guessing that almost any study of any topic would show that millennials have a different view than those responsible adults over the age of 65. Race-baiting surveys like this are designed to make people look bad. Jake writes, current administration, mainly the president, has picked the scab off of an old wound that is race relations. They've divided the country even further, delaying the healing process. And Richie writes, as soon as reparations are paid to the American Indians for the ground that was taken from them, then we'll be okay. Comments, send them our way, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He also does a weekly podcast, which is called Up Close and Far Out. This week you talked to somebody who's on the radio in England. How'd that go?
It was fabulous. The British broadcasters have such an interesting sensibility, perspective, and ability to talk. I mean, they're such good conversationalists. This guy's name is Graham Mack, and he's on a station called Bob FM, which is a music station. He's the program director there, but the morning show is what they call a breakfast show.
Yep.
And they call their morning shows breakfast shows, and they're chat shows. They don't play music. They talk.
Yep.
And he explains, you know, how they're regulated and basically what their sensibilities are there. And it's a wonderful thing to listen to. It's very, very cool.
So we have had some success with people who have come here, more on television than on the radio, but I'm thinking of the fellow who's on WHO, Simon, I can't remember his last name, in Iowa. He also is doing a program on another station there. He's very British. Why, I just can't remember.
I'm blanking on his name. Simon.
No, Simon. Cowell is what I want to say.
Yeah.
He's a TV guy.
I hate it.
Is the last name begin with a D?
Get me a computer, somebody.
Yes.
Get me a cheat sheet.
Yes. So
Simon Conway?
Conway. That's
Simon
it.
Conway. That's
yep,
it.
That's it. Yep.
The guy calls himself the hardest working talk show host in America. He does 14 shows a day.
That's what people say about me. They say a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I mean, what's his face in Portland, Oregon? Does a couple of different shows a day.
Lars Larson?
Lars, yeah.
Yeah, Lars is also an Iron Man.
Yeah. Right. Listen, it isn't that. It is not Iron Man. This is not work. Come on. This is a mental exchange, maybe, of ideas. I'm on the air X number of hours a day. People, how do you do that? How do you find things to talk about? Are you kidding? The world is an oyster, to coin a phrase or steal one. And the idea that there's enough going on in the world to find interesting things to tar there, you could go
well,
on.
Not only is the world an oyster, but life is a bowl of cherries.
I've heard that. Yes. Yeah. Are they red cherries or are they yellow cherries?
Ask Ethel Merman.
Okay. I happen to see every... Oh, no, she's not checking.
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
So, Graham Mack is this fellow from England, and you liked him...
Yeah, I like him.
Because you think he would do good work over here? Well,
no, I like him because I think he's an interesting character to present to my international community of media freaks to whom this podcast is targeted.
And anybody can, it's amazing. He can get it over there as easily as we can get it here.
Oh, people yeah. I mean, as a matter of fact, he told me that people all over Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain are talking about this podcast on the internet.
Really?
In his chat rooms and everything. Yeah, it went over very well.
So did he post it, just to give people an idea of how this happens, the viral.
Of course he did.
Patron. He posted it on his site.
Yes,
and then other
viral.
People who right. follow him now know who you are. So it's conceivable that people have found you, and now they will find me.
I have a community. I call it. People say, "Who is this podcast for?" I say, "It's for media freaks." It's for media freaks. What's a media freak? It's somebody who's interested in media and pop culture, radio, television, anything having to do with media and popular culture. And I've got thousands of followers. When I say followers, I mean listeners.
Yeah.
All over the world that are into this thing,
mm-hmm.
and. I do the best I can to keep it going because it's a big job. Now, you talk about being on the air a lot. It's a one-hour-a-week show, not even an hour. It could be 45 minutes, 50 minutes to podcast. We're not restrained by... And it takes as much effort to put that 1 hour out each week as it does to do 50 hours.
What I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It takes a village. Michael. Write that down. Michael Harrison. Talkers Magazine. The countdown. The top stories of the week. Check them out at talkers.com. It's 50 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for an overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the perspective of a lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a Bentley College professor, a smart cookie in his own right, practiced and well-fed attorney. All right, let's look at or listen to Steve, talk about some of the stories, the legal ramifications, for example, of number two this week on the countdown, the Obama funding ruling, the Obamacare funding ruling from the Supreme Court. What do you make of that?
Actually, it's a federal court ruling.
Yep.
And the reason I kind of emphasize that is it's got a long way to go before it really is accepted as a definite ruling. And in fact, the judge who did that stayed her decision. She said if she expects an appeal, and so her ruling that had to do with subsidies that are part of the very, very complex Affordable Care Act. And she, according to her, and she was going along with various House Republicans, the amounts that the federal government would reimburse certain insurance companies was not provided for specifically in the law. You could see this thing going either way, but it just, to me, points out how incredibly complex this law is. And if you want to try and find, you know, flaws in just about any law, you can do so. I'm not sure that even this Supreme Court, which has upheld the Affordable Care Act before, I kind of think they will go along with, in this case, what Congress did and overrule the judge. But her ruling, strictly legally, and reading the statute, that voluminous statute, has a lot of sway to it. But this could be the nail in the coffin if she's ultimately upheld.
Upheld, right. Okay, let's understand the bathroom gender laws. We've talked about this a little bit before, but now the discussion is getting hotter. And I guess I'm wondering, based on what?
It's kind of interesting because what you do have is you've got the Justice Department suing the state of North Carolina, North Carolina suing the federal government over this. And now, which I always find kind of interesting, the Department of Justice and the Department of Education on Friday came out with guidelines to ensure that transgender students will have a non-discriminatory school environment. But these are guidelines, and these are, in fact, voluntary with the states. They're voluntary unless you ever want to get federal money, because this is what the federal government does a lot of times when they don't have authority in certain specific areas. It's either you go along with what we suggest or you lose federal funds. So this is something that North Carolina is certainly taking this right to the edge, and in fact they will lose money. They very well may lose a lawsuit on this, and you know, the whole thing is too bad, because this is something where there are legitimate issues of discrimination here, and maybe it's something we never noticed before, but that's more to our blind eyes than the fact that the discrimination was going on.
Some talk radio host talking this week about Tyson Foods denying their workers the ability to go to a bathroom, in fact telling them to wear diapers, if the story is true. That certainly blew up in the news media this week. I can't imagine a big company like that would risk the legal entanglements that would happen if somebody takes them to court. I mean, they'd lose unbelievably easily.
Yeah, and you know, the thing, and Doug, my response was the same as yours initially. I wasn't necessarily trusting these stories, because they have so much to lose. They're going right. They would lose on a number of different federal grounds, and also the publicity of going through this would be incredibly harmful to the company. So I'd like to know a lot more about this, because I'm a bit skeptical at the initial news reports, and you're right. This one's a no-brainer if it goes to court, and if it's true, Tyson, boy, they should never take this to court.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan this week signed a law offering comprehensive insurance coverage for birth control. I guess the law prohibits insurance companies from charging co-payments for birth control drugs and devices. Is this discriminatory?
It is something that is within the state's purview to be able to do this. So I think that would probably be upheld.
Really? Applies to insurance plans regulated by the state, covers about a third of Maryland residents, goes into effect next year. Yeah. Interesting. But sign of the times, as it were. So there's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has a wonderful website, scamaside.com, protecting you and yours from being ripped off. Check the hackers out. Well, they're checking it out so that they won't get checked out by Steve. Check it out at scamaside.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.